Make out for you both. Thank you. That was magical.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. You're
I'm
welcome,
so
sir.
Excited to be able to close this.
Exactly.
Track.
All right, folks. I have an announcement to make, which is that tonight's ApocalyCast is brought
to you. Introduce
to...
yourself, you cock.
Oh, my name is Johnny B-Roll, and I just want to make an announcement, which is that tonight's ApocalyCast is brought to you by the law offices of Michael Cohen, attorney at law.
Okay.
If you have any kind of legal quandaries, if there's an annoying porn star who said that you threatened them.
If your dick's too heavy.
If your dick's too heavy.
Well,
if you have small hands.
If you have small hands. If you have betrayed your country. If you have accidentally opened a portal into hell.
If you did it on purpose, call him anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Michael Cohen is so dedicated. Michael Cohen will either defend you to the end or take the hit. Whichever one.
He may even fall in love.
Exactly, exactly. America, you have nothing to lose.
And everything to gain.
Yeah. The offices of Michael Cohen are a proud sponsor of the
Reach Michael Cohen, just shout into a storm drain.
Yeah, exactly. You can summon him by saying his name.
Well, anyways, you guys are listening to the ApocalyCast. My name's Pat. I'm an investigative journalist. Why don't you check out my conspiracy mega thread?
My name is Joanna, and I'm a used car sales lady.
Can we get some music, Pat?
Yeah, is that okay with you, New York? A used car sales lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Did you
car
heard
sales
that right?
Man is a gender term.
Ooh, got him.
Yep.
Stay woke.
Men and women can rip you off for fucking used cars.
Yeah, exactly.
Because this is America.
Rip your dick straight off.
Yep.
Hey,
put it in a pre-owned. Yes. So
can you give us your pitch? Like if you were going to sell me a car with like sawdust in the engine, how would you sell
it? Hey guys, you're listening to the ApocalyCast. My name's Pat. I'm an investigative journalist.
Just did this. Oh, I'm Jed. I'm a healer.
It's Jed Ali Slavin, my co-host.
My name's Johnny B-Roll.
Hey, welcome back. You were missing for a while, but you're back. That's really nice.
My name is Johnny B-Roll. Accept no substitutions.
We cut some of the dead weight. And we replaced it with useful
girth.
Girth. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
functional girth. You know, that's what they call him. Johnny B-Roll.
Yeah.
Functional girth. Yeah.
The man with two dicks.
And then whatever his last name is, no one knows.
And for the second week in a row, our new producer, Joe Popovich.
Hello. It's been an honor.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. The honor is all ours. You guys have been listening to Nordic tuba music, which is, that's how I like to get hard. I don't know about you, but you can never have too much Nordic tuba music, you know? Jad, any thoughts?
On Nordic tuba music? Yeah, I'm against it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And anyone? Do we need to get the... Okay. Yeah. Hang on.
Fucking
Nordic tuba music is what kept me in high school music class. It's very important to me.
Otherwise, where could this have...
Okay.
Dude, fucking Nordic sphere cucks out in Scandinavia.
Guys, I think we need to have...
socialism does to you, you know?
We need to have a debate about Nordic tuba music. Quickly. Joe, you can moderate.
Okay.
All right. Listen.
I'm for it.
Yeah, I'm for it. I think Nordic tuba music is great, and I think that it should be encouraged. Jed, do you have any thoughts on that?
I respect both your opinions.
Oh, really?
Johnny B-roll has the floor.
Okay.
No, it's Jad that has the floor.
You guys can respect tuba music all you want. As long as it's American made. You can't spell tuba without America.
Also,
Pat, in response.
Listen, I know that you're going to get into the whole thing about how tube and pipe sound alike and that you're going to start getting on some of that George Soros shit with about tubas and pipes and cucks and globalists. Hey, so I'm not even ready to hear it. So your response. Oh, sorry.
I accept that is the end of your response. Jad, you may go.
George Soros is a national treasure and a lifelong friend. And if he wants to lay pipes or tubas, it's fine with me. I trust his judgment and his patriotism. And if you're against George Soros, you're against America and pipes. And I hope your pipes get narrower and narrower until they don't work. And immigrants, fuck your wife.
Cucked. God. You know, it's moments like these that it's really nice that we can cut across the political discourse and suck George Soros' dick together, you know? Because that's where I take my orders, to kill Christians.
Yeah, for $15 an hour. Mm-hmm. He pays really well.
Your response?
You know, I grew up in small town USA, like before tubas took all our jobs and fucked all our wives. I mean, I want to go back to that. Does that make me racist? I want to go back to an America where the tubas were Nordic, where they spoke English and paid hundreds of dollars for ambulance rides.
And no fucking French horns either.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I want the truest, most American horn there is, the kazoo, and only the kazoo. And everything else can be burned in a box and buried underground so the government can't turn it into a weapon.
I have to reply. Can I reply?
You have
Popovich, the floor. Please. Okay. I don't think that we should go around impounding people's instruments and then fucking kicking them in the balls and then burning them and then burying the ashes underground so that nobody can even remember the melody of what that instrument sounded like. I think that that's a little bit extreme. I don't think that that's fair. Your response?
Well, we sell ads. That's how we make money.
And with that final comment, I feel that we must pick a winner in this rousing debate.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, look, my final words. No immigrants are fucking my wife, and I have drums. That's it.
Final words?
I got nothing. He's got a point.
And drums win.
Time and time again. I'm not surprised.
Jad Ali Slayman, how do you feel to win a debate?
Indifferent. I'm so used to winning.
Well, you're going on 2-0, so the stakes are getting really high right now.
I lost.
We've just broken Pat's soul.
All because I didn't train a nude man to hit drums during the debate.
In this day and age, is there anything worse than losing a debate?
No.
I mean, I can't think of it.
So I think the real question here is who would win against Mark Zuckerberg?
Oh,
the Zuck?
The Zuck. Mm-hmm.
All of us.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't stand against the Zuck.
The Zuck's a cuck.
I love the Zuck. The Zuck's my boy.
I mean, who among us could stand against the Zuck?
Well, we have a little bit of audio from the Zuckerberg hearings. Who's the Johnny B-roll, who's the chairman again of the committee that was questioning him?
Orrin Hatch.
Okay.
What committee is that?
It's the committee of pus and hell energy.
Yeah, it's the Senate dumb committee.
Okay, so listen, Orrin, you're gonna have to ask. You're gonna have to ask Mark some questions.
Okay.
Begin.
Yo, Mark, I'm Orrin Hatch. I got like six wives. Is Orrin Hatch in Utah or what?
Yes, come on.
I'm supposed to ask questions like that?
Yeah,
you didn't think this.
You can do it low. Come on.
No, there's no way.
Mr. Zuckerberg.
Mr. Zuckerberg.
Suck! Produce yourself!
Sir.
How much blood is Facebook collecting?
Mr. Zuck,
produisez vous-même.
How much blood is Facebook producing?
Facebook
I can answer the question. Facebook sucks all of your blood, actually.
Je peux
This is a stupid question. We suck all of your blood.
C'est une question stupide. Nous suçons tout votre sang.
Mr. Hatch, I do not understand.
Monsieur Hatch, je ne comprends pas.
Who might die and who might live? So the Facebook challenger!
Well...
Qui meurra et qui vivra pour que Facebook puisse continuer?
Well... The senator, we hold the world
sénateur,
in our
nous
hands.
Tenions le monde dans nos mains.
We hold the world in our hands.
Nous tenions le monde dans nos mains.
And we are your overlords.
Nous sommes vos seigneurs.
I only came to this hearing because I felt like it.
Que venu ici parce que j'avais envie.
We have transcended this political body completely.
Nous avions, I don't know how to say transcended. Cette assemblée politique.
Is that perfectly clear, Senator?
Est-ce parfaitement clair, sénateur?
Why is the Facebook not made of skin?
Pourquoi Facebook est-il pas fabriqué de peau?
It would be inefficient.
Which employee will you kill?
Quel employé vas-tu tuer?
Sir, can you repeat the question?
Monsieur, pouvez-vous répéter la question?
Which employee shall be nailed to a wall for your family?
Quel employé soyez cloué au mur pour que vous en
Well. Well, that's very complex.
Oh, c'est très compliqué.
Our systems,
notre système,
they don't work like that.
Ne marche pas comme ça.
I don't think we could really do that, even if we tried.
Je ne pense pas qu'on pourrait vraiment faire ça.
Do you have a Facebook account,
Avez-vous
Senator?
Un Facebook, monsieur?
I cannot be rendered digitally. The schools would die.
Je ne peux pas être.
All right. Well, that's a very interesting idea. At Facebook, we attempt to render everything digitally in an attempt to control the world.
Facebook,
I think what you're not aware of is that when attempting to render congressmen, we rendered you first.
Thank you for your time. Please wrap up.
My generation does not believe in violence against women, Senator.
I learned enough French from these animals to know your French is garbage.
No, that was not too bad.
No, you could make my French is like Eminem.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds French, and then I shouldn't respect it.
Wow, I love how Congress made the Zuck testify, but like now the story is now that like Congress has no idea how the internet works.
Yeah, he really flipped the script on them.
Yeah, just by
he's like
just
I'm gonna cuck these old assholes.
Yeah, exactly.
He showed up and he was like, I fucked all your wives before I got here.
Yeah,
and he was like,
I zucked all your wives.
He was like, zucked,
zucked.
So listen.
Can we define zucked, please?
Jad, I'm really happy that you got your new job, by the way.
Yeah.
You know?
Jad is saving lives.
Yeah, no, well, because he's the new spokesman He's the new spokesman for our great mayor, our great overlord.
Oh, yeah, what do you guys want to know? Jessica de Blasio.
He now works for... He's now the spokesman for Bill Jessica de Blasio. Because he wants to be cool and, like, down with the kids so that the kids can understand, you know? And, like, just feel groovy. Because Jad's so cool, you know?
Yeah.
So, we have some listener mail.
Oh, on the subject of mail, you fucking beasts that have not been sending us your blood. And you lower than beasts who have been sending us animal blood. We test it. We demand blood from people every month.
Wait, what's going on?
It's all about gaps.
We need to apologize. Joanna, we apologize.
Don't apologize. It's a trap. What is going on?
This Patrick? Is Angela from Queens. I have a job near City Hall.
Bless your heart.
There's a beautiful park there, except for the fact that there's these fucking squirrels. They're rabid. They have rabies. They confront you. They look you straight in your eye. You need to fucking fix this. What is our stupid mayor, Bill Jessica de Blasio?
Don't take his name in vain.
What do you do about these fucking squirrels?
Well.
Well, first of all, I'm
going to... Whoa, hang on. Go back. Hold that. 1 second. Sorry.
What is the so-called citizen's name again? Who would dare take de Blasio's name in vain?
What is our stupid mayor, Bill Jessica de Blasio...
I take exception, lady.
...going to do about these fucking squirrels? They're fucking huge. They might as well be pets inside your house. And he's so tall. Why can't he do anything about it if he's so tall?
He is tall. Take it back, first of all. Second of all, point two, raccoons. More raccoons than you can handle. Twice as many raccoons as you imagined. I'm going to send in that many raccoons. And they're going to do what your bum-ass husband couldn't do. He's going to get rid of these fucking animals.
And maybe they'll make love to you.
For the first time in years, I imagine. You're welcome.
Interesting. We have another listener mail.
And if you get any time, please apologize to our saint of a mayor. If you don't want to go to hell.
Bill Jessica de Blasio.
Peace and blessings be upon his soul.
Well, interesting. We have another call. Now that some time has passed.
Yeah, put her through.
Guys.
I hope this one has some class.
They came out and they ate all those squirrels like you recommended. But the problem is now they're all fucking obese and they're taking over. I'm not really sure if that was your intended outcome of eating the squirrels, but now the raccoons are practically running our government. So I'm just thinking, what is it that our governor, Cuomo?
Yo,
or
like Cuckmo.
City mayor, Bill Jessica de Blasio, what do either of these men, who are very tall, what do they plan on doing about these fucking obese raccoons that are running around with squirrels in their stomachs?
Yo, first of all, I don't answer to the fucking governor. I answer to Bill Jessica de Blasio, who may as well be your father. So, take a seat. Second of all, boa constrictors. In your house, in your lawn, in your toilet, in your children. More than that, eating the raccoons or shaming them into eating less and exercising more. You're welcome.
That's an interesting solution. Well, now that a little bit of time has elapsed, we've got another call. Interesting.
You should mention that we're partnering with WNYC.
We're doubling with NYC. Yeah. We're officially licensed by the state because this is us helping.
Sorry, I'm out of breath a little bit. I just ran over the bridge, the Williamsburg Bridge. I was fucking trying to escape one of these boa constrictors. They fucking ate all those raccoons. Now there's these out of control boa constrictors. They got they got no respect for my city, for my people, for me, for my family.
None at all. Shame.
It's really upsetting. So I just had to run over the bridge, and it's fucked up.
What's this woman's name?
Doesn't matter. Erica.
Yo, let me ask you a question, Erica. You ever been to Japan? Yeah, because if you would, maybe you would have heard of these fucking dragons. Komodo. These kimono dragons. Check it. I hear you got a problem with boa constrictors. I'm going to get you some kimono dragons from Japan. Wearing straight silk, wrapped tightly and tastefully. With rice paper falling out of their pockets. They're going to take care of your boa constrictors. And they're going to take them out. And I don't mean to dinner. And please, stand up when you say Bill Jessica de Blasio's name. You're welcome.
Wow, that's very passionate, Jad. That's a good way to... Man, you're really able to roll with the punches. You're a good spokesman for the city. I really appreciate it. I'm so glad that you got this job.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. now that a little bit of time has passed, I've gotten a little another fucking listener mail. Wow.
Yeah, I'm getting really fucking this. At this point, we have Komodo dragons. They're out in the streets. They're out humping mailboxes. They're humping the fire hydrants. They're humping whatever. They'll hump your leg if you get too close. They have no respect. They have zero respect. They're trying to fucking take over the streets. They're taking over the bodegas. They're taking over the buses, the trains. Get these fucking Komodo dragons out of here, fucking Mayor de Blasio.
Well, who raised you? Who raised you? Listen, not for nothing, you're a citizen of New York, supposedly. Even though you take a humble mayor's name in vain, peace and blessings be upon him. But I'm telling you, I'm taking action. And this is a message not just to you, Erica, so-called New Yorker, but also to all bird lords across New York City and northern New Jersey, and all bird masters going all the way up to Connecticut. I'm talking to you, Boogie Down Bronx. Bird lords, stop fighting one another. Unite. Stop fucking one another's birds for a moment. Direct your birds at these goddamn Komodo dragons. Get them out of our city. We won that war. And lost the one after it. And all the other ones after it. But not for nothing, we won that last one. Get them out.
No, I don't want to see one fucking Komodo dragon. If I see one fucking reptile creature flying wearing a kimono,
I don't care. I'm going to shit myself. Listen. I don't care how tastefully they fold paper or how pleasing their presentation of meals is. I want these Komodo dragons out.
What's up? Interesting point.
And you're welcome, Erica. So-called, you probably living in Staten Island, I bet. Judging from your manners, you fucking animal.
Dad, your first day on the job, man.
Yeah.
And you already dealt with all of New York's pest problems.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
Yep, I mean, you had to release 100,000 beasts on the street that tore each other to shreds up the food chain. But,
that's what they asked worked. Me. That's what you they know. Asked me in the interview. They were like, how do you feel? How do you. They're like, Jad, so how do you feel about handling hundreds of beasts and releasing them in succession? I was like, for Bill Jessica de Blasio, anything.
Anything, man.
Anything. Yeah, I'd die for New York City.
I'd cut my dick off for the man. Why wouldn't I release a bunch of fucking animals that are going to eat each other?
It'll forever be known as the great beastly New York fucking bloodbath of 2018.
I gave JBR as my reference. They called him up, and they were like, JBR, yeah. what would he cut off?
Oh, I mean, you know, I think it would definitely be for Bill Jessica de Blasio, for BJB.
BJD? No, I thought about it. It was BJDB.
BJDB.
Yeah.
Oh, your man's BJDB.
Yeah, you know, hey. Hey, listen, you know, I'm not about spelling here. I'm about cutting shit off. And I think for BJD, it would definitely be a finger and a toe.
And
I'd cut off a finger and a toe. Yeah.
What? So the episode?
Nah, man.
In question?
Dude, you can't cut your dick off for anybody. Don't make that gesture at me. You can't cut your dick off.
Okay, guys. When I showed up for the interview for the job, my dick was already cut off.
We're going to take you all back in time. All
right, well, you know what? You got your preferences. I got my preferences.
We should have listened to the...
We don't want to hear the song, do we?
Why didn't we?
I like this song.
Surely yell. We should have listened to the Apococast and given our money to Radio Free Brooklyn as well.
Cowards.
We warned you about Rudy Giuliani. We warned you against opening portals into hell. We warned you about necrophilia. Warned you about the consequences. We warned you about the smell. So tune in every Friday at 2 p.m. with Patty, Sarah Steele, and Violet M. Every Friday at 2 p.m. Rocking. All we have left is the Apococast. Now it's much funnier than other shows. None of you took it seriously. You didn't. But we're gonna be here because it's gonna come to blows. We beat predictions of Nate Silver. We beat predictions on NBC and Nightly News. You
didn't believe our model of pain and hell energy. We didn't take it seriously. Now we're all going to hell.
So tune in every Friday at 2 p.m. with Patty, Sarah, Steele, and Violet M.
And
Chad, they at 2 p.m. So remember that we warned you that this election was a portal to hell. We'll have plenty more stories to tell, but all we'll have left is the Apocalypse.
Tune in every Friday at 2 p.m. Sarah Steele and Violet M.
It was now.
Every Friday at 2 p.m.
From the top.
wait, now, wait. I would kill
for the Apocalypse.
For shining truth, I would surely die. I would kill
for the Apocalypse.
For shining truth, I would surely die. Tune in
every Friday at 2 p.m. With Patty, Sarah Steele, and Molly M. Every Friday at 2 p.m.
Radio free, look and see. Tune in every Friday at 2 p.m.
With Patty, Sarah Steele, and Violet M. Every Friday at 2 p.m.
Wait, there's the last one. We're reenacting the assassination of Lincoln. We're reenacting the assassination of JFK. We won't be reenacting
all right.
That of Mayor Hart.
So, we're going to be... We're going to be giving you a little treat tonight. Is we're going to be doing something that I've been very excited to do, which is go back in motherfucking time. People have been asking me, what kind of video game would you like to play, right?
All the time.
And the video game that I would like to play would be a VR simulation that would take me back to before I had to deal with like all the technology that we have now, right? So it would be an advanced technology that would simulate like 2005, and I could just be sitting there like eating chips
Jack
with a flip phone in VR, right? Mm-hmm. Pretending like I don't have to deal with like all the Facebooks and the social medias and shit.
And no interruptions. No interruptions all
and
the time.
And in the VR, I could play original Xbox without being bothered. Yeah?
And you could pull on it.
And I could watch pornography.
Yeah,
on one of those old computers, the big computers. You know what I mean?
And you download it
that Kazaa. Would really bring me back.
You go on Kazaa and download porn.
Yep. Yeah. I'm so excited for VR technology to come out. Not because my mind is going to be blown by the new games, but because you're going to be able to do that. It's going to be fucking great. You know what I mean? Just put on a VR helmet, and I don't have to deal with anything.
Yeah, or you could go to a movie theater, and you see the movie Idiocracy, and you're like, oh, man, I just hope that shit never happens.
Yeah, that's wacky, eh?
Yeah, crazy.
Huh?
Huh? Well, that could be misconstrued. You could also, because the black man is president in that movie, so you could also be like, I hope that shit never happens.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Do that. Well, anyways, where were we?
Or you could like go back to 1999.
Something else happened.
Yeah, the crucifixion of Chris Christie. We're here to discuss it. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, as everybody knows,
What?
Chris Christie was crucified on the George Washington Bridge in late 2016.
Peace and blessings be upon him.
Peace and blessings.
Don't say that.
I mean, or so we think, right?
Yeah.
Like, who told you, like, were you guys there when Chris Christie was nailed to the fucking bridge?
Blasphemy.
Well, were you there? You were there. He was our correspondent there. He reported on it. Actually, we have some audio.
Let's correct the record.
Johnny B-Roll, do you have any comments on it before we play the audio from when you were there?
Well, it was very bloody. It was very difficult to watch. It's one of the toughest events in my career as a journalist.
I bet all those paychecks from George Soros cushioned the blow.
He screamed so loud. There was so much blood, so much gore. All the people watching were like, oh my God, the humanity. What are we going to do without Chris Christie?
So you're saying when Chris Christie was nailed to the bridge, no crisis actors, no nothing.
I mean, it was him. Right. Him, well, unmistakably him.
We're going to have to
listen to
that big fat.
Wait, what date was this?
It was late. It was like November 2016.
Trying to bend over and crack them, and they're just lashing him for.
Wait. What's that? I haven't heard the news.
The mayor of New Jersey got hurt.
Hurt?
What a fucking idiot. The mayor of New Jersey?
Got hurt. Was it the Jersey Devil? Did the Jersey Devil come and pick him up and drop him under
the
earth?
The Devil was there.
I'm sure the Devil's from
Jersey. Wait till you hear how horrible this story was.
The sound of a woman that you're hearing now, the sound of a woman, that's a mother now.
Yeah.
It wasn't child. At the time. But she, now
the
she has
seed had not yet been planted.
Apocalypse has been born. It's a whole thing. Keep listening. You'll learn, but she's a mother now. Continue. Yeah. At the time, she wasn't, but we knew she would be.
Yeah. The governor of Jersey.
I'm going to sing some of my favorite Jersey music, which is Cookie.
On top of that, there was actually...
Cookie and what's his name? She's like...
There was actually some audio that was recorded earlier of it.
Johnny B-roll, this was brutal.
Remember this,
Chris Christie just... They found out that he was involved in the whole bridge gate thing.
It was a tough day.
Of course he was.
Yeah, so they stripped him nude.
No.
And they tied his hands together.
Yes.
And then they hooked the loop.
They bound his hands with his sausage fingers.
Yeah, he was like, oh, quivering. Why? He was like, why did I humiliate myself? If I was going to be tortured to death on the George Washington Bridge, why did I prostrate myself in front of Donald Trump only to be cast aside? Why? And they were just dragging him, and he kept falling over. And every time they'd fall over, they'd just kick him right in the balls.
The gravel and his mold would scrape against the harsh pavement.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Pavement.
I hope no kids are listening.
Oh, God. And then as he went by, they started lashing him with those hook things that they use in the Passion of the Christ, you know?
Oh my God.
It's just like hooks on the end of a whip, and they're like, whoosh, and it just stuck into his flesh. And he was like, oh, God. Jesus. Why? As they dragged him out. And then he ran into his son-in-law. And his son-in-law said, Jared Kushner.
Fuck you, Christy. You tried to pull me away just because I was going after my brother-in-law.
Look, wake up, New York. First question. Why does Chris Christie's son-in-law sound like a woman? Answer that.
My sister's what? Do you believe it? He was trying to witness against me for tax evasion and campaign finance. So I mean, I did what any self-respecting New Jersey man would do. I set up a hookah for him in Bridgewater and lured a hookah and lured my brother-in-law.
All right, back to no son of Chris Christie would ever have to pay a woman for sex. Fact.
It's Kushner.
Fact. Oh, no, whatever. No, any son-in-law to Donald Trump would have to pay a woman for sex. Fact. Continue.
And there, and I set up a hidden camera to take a picture of the whole thing, just because, you know, I got to have some shit against
him. No, that okay. Information makes the pain hurt so much.
Fact number three. Jared Kushner is not smart enough to set up a hidden camera. Okay. I think we can all agree on that.
He could set up a camera, he's but not he can't confident. Hide it. He can't get to step two. It would just be a camcorder on a desk.
This is not plausible, okay? This is not a plausible theory. All right, keep going.
Wait, Jared Kushner setting up a hidden camera would be like an iPad propped up.
Yeah.
Fucking pointed at some shit. Continue, you cock.
And all I did was mail it to my sister. I just mailed it to my sister saying, like, look, your man is cheating on you.
No.
But she turned back against me because she's a black adder. And then Christy came after me. My brother came after me. And my God, I gotta get back. And today, the glory is sweet. The revenge runs red through my mouth.
Oh, I wish that she wasn't so vengeful, that he wasn't so vengeful against me. Then maybe the pain would hurt less. Oh no, it's the ghost of the woman that died in the ambulance because of my shenanigans.
But you know, like, what really irks me is like all these reports that people want to ignore. Of like, oh, who was going through my trash the other night? You know? Who was... I threw out some pastrami and I heard like a skitter scatter. And
yeah.
But, oh, they say they're crazy. They're like, oh, Chris Christie was in my backyard.
I feel like it's not a man that was crucified that fucking ate my pastrami.
I was just driving my baby to school. I was just trying to get to that Jersey Shore, get him a good education. And I was dropped in the beast of New York. The belly of that bitch.
Oh,
No.
Why?
I tried to get away, and I was like, Christy!
Damn you, Christy!
Damn you.
We gotta be quiet.
There's reports that apologists and supporters of Christie are gathering around the site of his crucifixion. They're throwing deli meats and fine fatty cheeses at his feet to try to sustain him during this period.
He's just reaching.
Look, question four. Who is this man? Now, we have unconfirmed reports. This was the voice of this man later impregnated the voice of that woman that you heard earlier. He was known at the time in 2015 as Midwest Al.
Now, false news.
Now, what's he known as?
Northwest Al.
Ugh. Northwest Al. Wake up, New York.
To them, trying to bend over and crack them, and they're just lashing him further.
Trying to cram Capicola into his mouth.
Oh God.
Yo, what up, it? Give the guy some Capicola.
Give him something strong.
Yeah, like, fucking guy.
What, like, hey, let's pause it. All right. If these people were actually from New Jersey, they'd be pronouncing it Gabagol.
Johnny Bureau.
Again, everyone. With your racism.
Whoa, hey, it's this fucking guy.
Hey, give me a hero.
Oh, God. Oh, wait. Well, that's the next music that's coming on is perfect for the next scene. Because this says they're dragging him out on the bridge. And then, like, he can, like, smell the hell goblins gathering around him. And then just, like, people from Fort Lee, like, the worst kind of people.
From the incestuous cesspool of New Jersey politics.
They're just
Take note.
Poking
take
him with their involved. Rods.
Take note. What's your cousin Puffers in Fort Lee?
The people just want a party, man. Why do they have such a corrupt government?
So
why?
Then
things loose, the seed has been spilled. The seed has been spilled.
So then they just dragged him along the asphalt
pause
on top
it,
of the George Washington Bridge.
Look, how much does Chris Christie weigh? 500-700 pounds? Who's gonna drag him? Elephants? They drag them across the bridge? Come on.
It's not possible without some sort of like a pulley system or something, you know?
Which they don't have.
There were explosives inside Chris Christie.
Yes. And also, did New Jersey have pulley technology in 2015? I don't think so.
Nope. Lies.
I don't think so.
And then they just got one of those like little nail gun things. This was this morning, by the way. Or nail gun technology?
Absolutely not. They just got nailed. They just got nailed last week.
Big nail gun. They got nailed. And there's... No, it was a rivet gun. That's what it was. A rivet.
Oh,
and
they were
just like... Ching!
What?
Ching! And they just nailed one rivet through
Jersey
each of his arms.
Savages.
Two rivets, actually.
And
two rivets.
Like
finally.
State.
Because this is a little known fact.
Justice is served.
You can crucify a person on the wall.
They're like flank state.
You don't need a cross to do it.
Look, I feel like they recreated this. They tried to crucify someone. They did this on Mythbusters. They nailed someone to a wall. It's impossible.
Not on my watch.
No, there's no way to actually nail someone to a wall.
Yeah, especially not someone who weighs 500 to 700 pounds.
Not on anybody's watch. Right? Am I right, guys?
Yes, you are right.
The crucifixion of Chris Christie.
Oh, this... Yeah. Wait. This is... We're going to our correspondent, our brave correspondent, who witnessed this atrocious event.
Who sadly died.
Yeah.
But he's here. Right after the break.
But he's not dead. He's here.
No, but he was fucked to death.
But he came back. Right. And we have our reporter on the scene. We're on the scene.
It's not
here.
Pretty. Then again, it never was.
Oh God! Why? Why are they nailing me up here?
It looks like he's really suffering up there. And you would think.
Two rivets in each arm.
I've got the heart of a human, and.
But the people love me.
I have to say, I'm looking upon a scene of great horror and pain. But I feel almost nothing.
As they lift him up, his shadow, his body casts a shadow across the south side of Manhattan.
Oh, look at the shadow from me being crucified across the south side of Manhattan. I should have thought before I confronted the Apocalypse. Oh, they told me that Donald Trump would betray me and then allow my enemies to crucify me on the George Washington Bridge. I should have listened to the Apocalypse. Oh, God.
Like, it's this moment that I have to look back on the tape and I have to think, like, is this how Chris Christie would have talked? Would he have known all these words? Like, would he have fucking animal? Look at me! Like, would Chris Christie have known more than 6-7 words? We're talking back in 2014.
Yeah, man.
Like, back then, it wasn't even... Chris Christie had only recently been proven to be a human being.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so horrible!
I mean, in retrospect, it's... Jeff,
I completely agree. This is just like so out of character for him.
He's like, I busted Albanian gangsters with guns, and I like to pretend that I busted a major terrorism ring. Forgive me, and the crowd is like, no!
No!
Rip off his scrotum! And then they just ripped in and they just started reaping into his scrotum.
Look, right here in New York City, they ripped off his scrotum. So where is it? Where is it?
Yeah.
If Chris Christie's scrotum was truly ripped off by these non-English, these Germanic tribes in Germany, we would have it somewhere in a bank in New York, in a TD Ameritrade.
Hashtag release the scrotum.
Release.
You guys, very good point. Who killed Seth Rich? Where is Chris Christie's scrotum? These are questions that plague us and that legitimate journalists ask.
Stealing organs. Yeah. Stealing the juiciest parts of Chris Christie, the parts that are still healthy.
You had children dipping their handkerchiefs in viscera. Preserve it in
oh my God, so much viscera. It was horrible.
And at a crescendo to this entire procession, Donald Trump himself appeared. And like a Roman centurion piercing Christ through the stomach, he reached forward and grabbed Chris Christie by the asshole and said, and what did he say? He said,
wrong.
He said wrong.
Biggie.
Like, wrong.
Wrong.
He cast him into the portal.
Wrong. Like, a little donut.
Jesus. What a time. We're limited by the technology we had in 2015. You can't capture the entire scene. Whatever.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Yes, 2016.
He was crucified in 2016 when they passed the Crucifixion Act.
Ah, that's why it's the year two. Like AC.
You got it.
After Chris Christie. Like, were you there?
Donuts.
No. But one of our correspondents was.
Doing poison.
Yeah,
it was...
fucking!
Wow! Andrew just showed up.
Fake news. No, I've been. Have you not seen me? I've been here the whole time.
Oh, you're right. We've just been ignoring you.
I saw him. I saw him instantly. I said hello. Wow.
It depends. Like who? What is Andrew? What are we?
Who is Andrew?
Who's life?
My Lord and Savior did not appear before him.
Speaking of my Lord and Savior, before as me and our new producer Joanna Popovich.
Pronounce it correctly, Popovich.
Yeah, we were standing outside.
You have to say it very quickly.
Popovich.
Yeah. Faster than that, even.
Joanna Popovich.
Very good.
Yep. And we were standing outside, and I was like, where is that fuckwad Johnny B-roll? And then he slid in, trailing smoke, and then a gospel choir just came in singing fucking Amazing Grace with him. It was amazing.
Yeah. You want to do it again?
I make an entrance. Excuse me?
Sing it in the key of Obama.
Sing Amazing Grace?
Yeah.
In the key of Obama?
Mm-hmm.
I think it goes something like Amazing Grace. Oh, sweet the sound.
So far, very good, I have to say.
That saved a wretch like me.
He was very presidential in that moment.
Because of grace. I now believe.
Cool. Good job.
Was blind, but
thank
now
you. Thank you,
Barack Obama.
Thank you, Barack Obama. See. Thank you.
Our once and future president. Okay.
Hey, by the way, millennials, don't pirate that MP3.
Yeah, no, don't.
JBR's cover of Obama in 2015.
Yeah, that's his bread and butter. You fucking selfish little bastards.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Support artists.
Oh, by the way,
it was good local news day.
and also on that note, you should definitely go to patreon.org/radiofreebrooklyn and donate to the show.
It was justice, sir. Yeah, it was pretty good
a
local
fucking
news
glorious day.
Can we let these ghosts lie? We're about to be haunted.
Guys, we're talking about the false flag that was the crucifixion of Chris Christie. So continue.
You know what? People talk about, like, what's the courts are fucked up. You know, there's no justice. But if a man the size of Chris Christie, if science has come so far that we can crucify
him
of his size,
the torque. Think about the torque that's necessary.
I was against it. I was against crucifying him. I don't even like him. But they were like, there was like,
yeah, I support the death penalty.
When they sent the thing in the mail for like the ballot, that was like, yeah, they're like, should we crucify Chris Christie nude on the George Washington Bridge? I was like, no, that's crazy.
That'll never happen.
But I mean, what were the other options? I mean, like, how there's only so many ways to execute a man of his size.
Yeah, you have to like take him out of the Atlantic.
It was one of them was just hole. Was just put him in a hole and leave.
Yeah, I remember these times.
That would have been the Jersey way. But
you know, what was the other one? Just berate him.
Just to berate him. But they agreed on a berate and crucify program.
Yeah, they were actually thinking like about using
this
him.
This is compromise.
They were actually thinking about taking his corpse and building it into the wall.
Can you guys imagine? We used to live like this.
Well, no, they're doing that once it expires.
They're gonna use his bones.
They're just not executing him that way. But I was against it. When they sent out the whole mailer, like, do we want to kill the governor? I was like, no. I was like, that's crazy. Like, that's, you know, the mercy of our society is what judges us to everyone else, and we can't just go around.
What punishment did you choose in your referendum, if not?
Oh, exile. Lonely Island exile.
Honestly,
but just with like loud music playing, like
Seattle, New Jersey.
Got him.
What if it just sounds like Seattle?
No, we would have sent him to Las Vegas to be an Elvis impersonator, obviously.
Yeah. He'd be a terrible Elvis impersonator.
The idea of killing him is ridiculous.
He would be the best Elvis impersonator.
Jesus. Yep. All right, well, you guys just witnessed, it's so easy to listen to the Apococast and just forget to feed your children, to record a new Apococast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then to clean
tell
your body.
To come to the Apococast.
And then to record a new Apococast. It's almost like the Apococast changes how I feel about time very dramatically, I have to say.
Yeah. It doesn't.
And it changes how I feel about the mind.
Oh.
Like unquestioned. Like, Jad, you learned how to play piano well because of the Apococast.
It's true.
You never would have had the inspiration to do it otherwise.
Or fingers.
Yeah.
It's not just in your mind, though. I mean, the Apococast, it's not a hallucination. Yeah. The Apococast distorts space and time.
You confronted your learning disabilities and became a genius because of the Apococast.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much, guys.
Yeah.
That feels great. I remember
when you were an embarrassing mongoloid.
Yeah.
Look at you.
But then, look at you. Yeah, look at what you've become.
Now. Who's
look
a bitch the, now?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very
Andrew,
much for appreciating.
And Andrew, back when the podcast, Andrew wasn't even born yet.
Yeah,
look how quickly he's grown.
Yeah, he's tall. He's like Groot. He's like a fucking tree. He's almost as tall as Bill Jessica de Blasio.
These are the noises he makes.
And Popovich, in 1 week, you've managed to transform our show from a hot mess, the best show that's ever been made of all time.
Do you even remember your first name before Popovich?
I do.
What was it?
It's Jojo.
Jojo Popovich.
Yeah.
No, I asked if you remember your first name before Jojo.
My first name?
Yeah.
Pat.
Now.
What? The Reverend?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
The Reverend.
Are we going to start talking about Jesus?
Okay.
There's I apologize to the contingent of the podcast that was like, when are they going to talk about Christ? Now is the time.
Yeah.
Yep. Listen, this is a public service announcement, all right? Give up.
Jesus is real.
Jesus is real.
And he's pissed.
He's absolutely upset.
He's very angry.
Yeah. He's especially angry at the Trump voters. The people who betrayed us.
Jesus loves Donald Trump. What are you talking about?
That's a lie. So, Jesus is coming back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be precisely on time and soaking wet.
We believe in a God. We believe in, like, a definitely, like, an authoritarian, vengeful God that the Catholics believe in. That's our
vengeful, God. Not authoritarian.
Yeah, no, like...
He's
like,
a little authoritarian. I mean,
well, he doesn't
on.
Care God, if you're gay.
God has come to tell us how things are.
Where the...
Okay?
That's true. Yeah, and it's about... God, and it's about
this is not
the
about
fucking
us.
Time. And that's why we here at the Apococast are bringing you the fucking spirit of Jesus. If you want... Ever ask yourself, do I want a direct communication with God? Fuck yeah, you want a direct communication with God, and we have that here.
We'll have direct communication with God.
You think the Pope has it? That sphere cuck? No way. Sorry.
Do you think... Wait. Yeah, I get a direct connection with God, can I lose all this baby fat?
Yes.
Where do you think the cherubims are? We like baby fat.
I get a direct connection with God, can I whip up dinner for a family of four?
Absolutely.
In under half an hour?
Especially for a family of four.
If I get a direct connection with God, can Facebook still suck up all my information and give it to Donald Trump?
Yes, but God will be watching. And in the next life, you'll have vindication. But that's the best we've got for you.
If I get a direct connection
Facebook
with God...
Facebook still wins in this life. We win in the next one. Facebook wins in this life, but God wins in the second life. That was the blood-curdling chant that follows the Allahu Akbar after victory.
Is
So ultimately, in God's eschatological future.
Uh-huh. Oh, the one where he shits everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, the shitty future. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be very,
very bad. Exactly. This is what I'm talking about. The eschatological future.
ISIS made a video about it called Mustaqbal al-Hara.
Or the future of shit. Yeah. Well, you just said future shit. You have no grammar, you beast.
I don't have any grammar in any language. When I was a little boy, I was like, why should I learn to spell? I was like, I speak two languages. I shouldn't have to, like, master either of them. That's retarded, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I just said retarded on the air. God damn it.
It's a weird thing. Parents? Oh, shit.
We also said mongoloid on this episode, too.
Nobody listens anyways.
I mean, well.
Except for in Japan.
I feel like in Japan,
Mongoloid is very real. That means the Mongolians. You know what I mean? Because they're always afraid. They're like, oh shit. What are
we
you
want
doing,
to do
JoJo?
A special thanks to our produce. Japanese listeners.
Mm-hmm. Produce.
Produce. Anyways, we were talking about how far
I am giving birth right now to the ApocalyCast.
You didn't stop this? Did you miss this?
What?
You have to retread this whole ground?
What ground?
You called Mongolians Mongoloids.
No, I didn't.
You think Dick would?
No, he called mentally disabled people Mongoloids.
No, I didn't. It was Chad that did.
Absolutely.
Yes, it was 100%. It wasn't me. I said retarded, and I apologize.
It definitely wasn't me. Chad.
We need Trump's lawyer in here to straighten this out.
We need a 9-part podcast to figure out.
Now we need an investigation. Do you guys want me to upload it and then we'll listen to it? And
we
then
just have to give all our listeners $130,000.
We got to call. Yeah, we got to call Michael Cohen.
Just settle the lawsuit now. Yeah,
Michael,
the ApocalyCast is so good that you need an NDA just to fucking listen to it.
Yes, Michael Cohen,
you guys are agreeing to a very strict non-disclosure agreement that has been written by my fucking lawyer, Jojo Popovich, right here. Isn't that right? How many pages is that fucking NDA?
Like 63.
63 pages. Can you top that, motherfucker? Can you top that?
If you think Facebook's terms and conditions are hard to get through, look at this thing. You have no idea what you're agreeing to.
Yeah, you might have been sucked before, but you've never been
Popovich. We hired Mark Zuckerberg as a consultant.
You've heard of
But then we fired him after, because we were like, Mark, we think you have a substance abuse problem.
If you think a young man that runs a powerful...
As we rolled a large blunt and drank whiskey.
Patrick, I have a question. If other agreements are like ironclad, how would you describe this agreement?
Titanium clad. Titanium coated on your balls clad.
Yeah.
Oh, the clad.
And there's a guy called Vlad who's there to make sure that it's clad. Just so that it's... He's like, I'm Vlad, I'm here to make sure it's this clad.
Oh, yeah.
Just so that it's fully understood phonetically.
That's good.
And so that
me.
If you get hit in the head, you still get what's up. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And that we here at the ApocalyCast, that's what we are. You know, you ever played Fallout 3? Maybe you have. Anyways, it's about the world ending. What? Oh, it's about the world ending, right? And there's a DJ that sort of like tells the truth called Three Dog. And I'd like to feel that...
Wait, how many dogs?
Three. And I'd like to feel that I'm like him, you know?
Fuck.
Wait, so this is like Severus just like narrating this video game?
Hmm?
Never mind.
No, whatever.
The Uber producer, Popovich.
Yeah, it's time for Popovich's question time.
Ask whatever you want.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Whatever I want.
Of anyone.
Yep, of anyone in the studio.
Do you want secrets?
That's a good segment.
Do you wonder where this guy comes from? Ask.
Yeah, oh, yeah, what?
Where are the secrets?
I have a question.
Okay, go.
I have a question. Okay, so, Andrew, your last name.
Yes.
Is it?
We here at the podcast do not have last names, except for me, Patrick Hillsman, and my co-host, Chad Alexander.
We have each other's. I'm Chad Patrick Hillsman. Jensen,
yeah.
Confuse the satellites.
Yeah, it's like the gravity. By the way, the other day I was sitting in the park with, not the other day, it was almost a year ago, but whatever. I was in the park last summer.
I'm glad you came clean about that.
With my fucking dog, right? And my girlfriend and my friends, and I saw a fucking iridium flare. Do you know what that is?
It's
when
stupid.
The sun reflects off of a satellite and it beams through the sky and you can see it, right? And all my friends were like, well, it's not a big deal. It's just the sun reflecting off of a man-made object that's in space. And I was like, are you kidding me? It's the sky catching fire during the day. And you don't give a fuck? Are you crazy?
I was there for you.
Jesus Christ!
I remember.
All right, sorry. Anyways, what were you saying, Chad?
No, JBR was saying something cool. Right, I remember that day. It was not that impressive.
I have a question.
You weren't there.
I have a question for Andrew.
Yes.
Is your name... Is it pronounced Schellaberger or is it Schellaberger?
I think the last one might be. Can you repeat that just once?
Because it can only be said by people that are drunk and fucked up on cocaine. It's impossible to pronounce otherwise. It's like one of those alien names.
Hold still. Hold still, New York. Listen.
Schillerberger! Say it again. Say it again.
Schillerberger!
That is true. That is how you pronounce your last name. Schillerberger! Dad, you got anything?
Schillerberger!
Popovich?
Schillerberger.
Schillerberger! No, it has to be like just a desperate, like,
Schillerberger!
Stoked, like, like, I'm so bored, it doesn't matter if we get arrested tonight.
Schillerberger!
This is the low point.
The low point of the ApocalCast.
So if you join our Patreon account, we have an ApocalCast drinking game that you can play.
Tell them about the secret videos with all the parts.
Oh, with the pee-pee.
Tell them, JoJo. The secret, if you give us like $4 on Patreon.
JoJo gets the last 3 minutes of the ApocalCast.
Describe the video.
Describe the future secret, and criticize the ApocalCast.
What's wrong with it?
Yep.
Yeah. Come on. Do your
worst. What is wrong with the ApocalCast?
Do your worst.
The ApocalCast makes me feel things that I try to hide so deep down inside my soul.
How do you describe these disgusting, awful feelings?
Yeah.
These disgusting, awful feelings is the existential dread of watching Chris Christie get nailed to a bridge.
False news.
That was painful for all of us.
False rumors.
Also kind of a relief.
You guys know Chris Christie was the inside job, right?
Yeah, that we didn't. I don't know if we ever got to that. I don't know if we ever resolved that, but
I don't know that Chris Christie can be inside of anything.
He still crucified himself. It's true.
Because he knew it would help be banging on the door.
In 2018, only
that
people...
is the most inside. He is inside our hearts.
Only people that have been crucified and tattooed inside of our hearts can run for political office in 2018. And Chris Christie knew that, and it was a strategic move. He's slippery. They call him the Cobra of the bridge.
So, Papa, tell us more.
Repetition legitimizes the jazz concept.
Guys, we got
the Cobra of the bridge.
Yeah,
guys, we got to know more about Popovich's feelings here.
That is a jazz concept. That's also a propaganda concept.
If you make a mistake, you just repeat it, and they're like, "Oh,
and
then
you pretend." It's like when you knock something over, and then you pretend that you know it's because you're cool.
Wake up, New York, such as jazz.
Wake up, sheeple.
Yeah, wake up. Thank you, Popovich. Wake up, sheeple. Please. You know what I mean? Like, just kill your parents. You know, like, just end it. Buy Nikes and then cut your dick off. And then kill yourself, and then you'll leave on a comet.
I'm just making hand signals of a
hat. Yeah.
To try to make him determine what I'm trying to say.
I don't understand what you're trying to say, but so go.
That's
the
joke.
Please. So you're just gesturing wildly like a fucking monkey. Good. I like it.
Yes, but one that, you know, has a joke.
Okay, so please, tell your joke. If you're so funny, if you're such a good co-host of the podcast, why don't you weigh in with a nice, funny joke, Jad, to play us out?
I will judge you harshly for this.
Yep, and Popovich is going to judge you on the joke also. We have enough time to do both, so go now!
You know, maybe the podcast would make a difference in the world if you took it seriously and practiced every once in a while.
Blasphemy. I reject this. The ApocalCast is perfect.
I as well reject it. Yep. Thank you.
And Jad has been banished from his ApocalCast.
You just think that you're going to be a pro at the ApocalCast?
Popovich is a good lawyer. And as your lawyer or something.
As the reigning duchess of the ApocalCast, Jad must leave for the next 30 seconds.
You have been banished from the ApocalCast for 30 seconds.
First, a last word from Jad about his feelings of being banned. Banished.
I'm against it. I'm gonna get it, and I'm not afraid.
Well, so glad we're gonna get to live without this. With
guys,
this
Patreon
spear cut.
You know, Radio Free Brooklyn has a Patreon.
If you donate ten dollars, you too can be on the ApocalCast.
Yeah, if you donate any money to us, actually at all, we'd be interested enough to have you as a guest. So
we will
fly
you to New York. To, yeah, no,
if, no, we won't. But if you come to New York, you can stay on my couch.
No, they can't.